Now, this will surprise some people, but maybe not. While I was still friends with Cecilia Stein, towards the last, say, 2 years of being friends with her, there was a well-known murderer, or at least well-known amongst the police, investigators, and so on, that was introduced to Cecilia at this stage. And sadly to say that this man became a very frequent visitor at Cecilia's house. As far as I know, he was at Cecilia's house every weekend or every second weekend, where they would merely just visit, as far as I know, at least. But for all I know, much more detailed, disturbing things were discussed. In the past, from what I know of this man, he had committed heinous and numerous murders. I do not know all the intricate details of this man's life or his past murders that he had committed, but I do know his name. I had never met him, but I had seen numerous photos of him. From the photos, he was, or should I say, he was rather a very terrifying person to look at. You could see he was dark and twisted and sick and sadistic. So, needless to say, he fit in perfectly with Cecilia. And as far as I know, he had committed murders during the time that I was friends with Cecilia, as well as after. For all I know, this man had committed murders for Cecilia as well. With everything that I know up until now, it would not surprise me in the very least. At least to say this man had been arrested quite a while before LaRue and Marcel were even arrested and the whole story came out. And in jail, this man had apparently died. Now, I will not mention his name because it's definitely not worth mentioning. But what I wanted to highlight was that there were people that Cecilia would hire, and people that Cecilia would use that were not direct members of her immediate group in order to commit murders. This man, as far as I know, was not a direct member, was not even a member of Cecilia's group. He was just somebody that Cecilia knew, and more than likely somebody that Cecilia used for murders. And as investigation went for the 4 years, the investigators uncovered that Cecilia had used several hitmen. Now, I remember hearing about this quite early into the investigation. I don't know if it was still within the first year or if not the second year of investigation. The worrying thing, actually the terrifying thing, is that while I was waiting for the investigators to tie up all the puzzle pieces and arrest all the people involved, I was waiting to see who the hitmen were. I was waiting for them to be arrested. And as the years progressed and the trial started, even during the trial, I know that the investigators were still looking for the hitmen. And I was hoping that by the end of the trial, there would be at least one that would be also sentenced. But this is the terrifying part. None of them, as far as I know, even, well, just at the very least, they were not on trial. None of those hitmen were there. None of them were arrested. So, where are they? I know technically hitmen are hired to kill, and from the information that I was given during the investigation, Cecilia did hire these people to commit the murders for her, or some murders for her at the very least. This is more than likely why the staggering count of over 40 murders only by the second year of investigation was still climbing. For a group of a handful of people to commit so many murders is quite overwhelming. It's a huge number. Not impossible, but you must admit, it's overwhelming. So when I found out about the hitmen, I wasn't surprised. I don't exactly know how many there were. It could be maybe two or three. I don't know. All I know is this was brought up a couple of times during investigation, and I had also brought it up, inquiring, have these people been found? And each time I asked, none of these people had been found. The only potential hitman, if you want to call the first man I had mentioned, had been arrested long before this whole investigation started. But he was not on the list of the hitmen that these investigators were still looking for. Now, a part of me wants to say that I honestly hope my memory is failing me at this point in saying that I had heard wrong, or I'm remembering wrong, that Cecilia never used hitmen. But I'd brought it up, and this topic had come up quite a few times, even though these people were never found. And it's terrifying to know that these people are out there still. And from experience, personal experience, and from everything that I know with the way Cecilia works and things in general, these people might still be working on Cecilia's behalf. I honestly do not know. I do not know if these people called it quits for Cecilia's jobs, if you want to call it that, once she was arrested and sentenced. I don't know if they threw in the towel and didn't carry on, or won't carry on, or carry out the further murders that she had hired them for. But I have a sickening gut feeling that I'm more than likely not right in saying that. Because even since Cecilia was arrested, and even after, the terrifying part is even after she was sentenced, I still personally get random text messages sent to me from numbers that I do not know. Numbers that have very strange names allocated to them, asking where I am located. Now, in the past, after I had left Cecilia, it was on a very regular basis that this would happen. And I always knew it was Cecilia because of the way the words were laid out in the text messages. Certain words, certain phrases, constantly inquiring where I'm living at now, where do you live? Also from different numbers each time, and strange names that were allocated to these numbers. Now, given that I was born and raised in South Africa, and even though I had been through this dumbfounding experience of being completely fooled, in receiving a message like that, I am definitely not going to automatically, or even at any point, respond with my address. Since the time of having left Cecilia, and even now after she's sentenced, or even just in general, overall, I mean, it's South Africa after all. And what's more is, in the messages I would receive after I had left Cecilia, there was always specific things that were mentioned, a certain company name or a certain phrasing, certain words that only Cecilia and I knew of. No one else knew. Basically, indirect or direct, subtle indications of directly linking or directly telling me this is Cecilia Stane looking for me. I don't know if she figured out or would think that I would have figured out that it was her looking for me by using those words or names and phrases. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But what's more is, even now after she has been sentenced for life and sent away, I'm still receiving text messages like that from random numbers with weird names, with those same phrases and weird names mentioned, or rather should I say specific names mentioned that only her and I know about. And with the first one that I had received after Cecilia was sentenced, I immediately contacted the investigators and sent them the messages that I had received and sent them the number, and they investigated, and it basically boiled down to, this is all connected to Cecilia still. So, I know I am still, Cecilia is still looking for me. And more than likely looking for other people too, the people that she didn't manage to get hold of. But whether or not the messages that are being received now, after she's been sentenced, are from Cecilia Stane herself, or whether they are from hitmen trying to find my location, I don't know. But either way, it's still connected to Cecilia, undoubtedly. Especially if certain names and certain phrases are mentioned and only her and I know about it. This is a very terrifying thing to to know. Every day, knowing that anybody could actually be, you know, looking for me. And even though the full reality of the fact, the pure fact that I could still be outed at any given moment, hasn't completely hit me. I don't think it's even, in all honesty, hit me by even 10%. I'm still very much disconnected from the reality that I could lose my life at any given moment. But what I do know is the pure facts that these hitmen are still out there, that Cecilia Stane is still looking for me, and more than likely not just me, but others as well. And this is more than likely the very reason why other people choose to still remain in hiding. They know their lives are still at risk. Even though I haven't fully realized it, it's still not an easy concept to swallow. I mean, it's not only Cecilia and her group that were convicted and sent away for numerous lifetimes, but there are still other people out there. I don't have words for it. I can't wrap my mind around it. I mean, when I think of hitmen, I think of, you know, movies. I think of America and Hollywood. It doesn't fully register with me that this is actually happening in everyday life, that people can actually be hired to kill other people. But maybe it's just because the concept of killing a person and being able to kill a person completely escapes me. Never mind actually hiring someone to do it, or, you know, offering your services to be able to do this. That's beyond me. But what I wanted to say is that this story is far from over. And what I am relating now and what has been in the media, even though there are many incorrect things in the media, this is still only phase one or part one. Part two started at the beginning of 2020. I cannot say anything about it yet. And with talking about the hitman, I'm not sure if that might even extend to a part three. And at this point, I'm starting to wonder if this story actually never ends. Because when I first met Cecilia, everything was wrapped up in her little world. It seemed small, basically. But the more time goes on, after the first lot of investigations and the trial, and everything that was uncovered, this was a lot bigger than I still don't even realize. And with the next lot of things that are about to happen, or not happen, should I say, the next lot of things that are being uncovered and about to be uncovered, the story just keeps expanding and expanding. And like I said, I'm honestly and truly beginning to wonder if this story actually ever ends. If this whole sick and sadistic and twisted scenario actually ever has an endpoint. I mean, in all honesty, when I left Cecilia, I thought that was the end of it all, at least for my life. I was wrong. And then after the investigation and the trial ended, I thought that was now done and dusted and that's the end of it all again. I was wrong. And the more I sit and I think about it, this really doesn't seem to end.